You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to The Director's Take. We are part of the PodcastDetroit.com network, broadcasting from the Podcast Detroit studios in Royal Oak, Michigan. The Director's Take firmly believes that knowing the most at this moment puts you in the best place for the next moment. And that wedding or event preparation doesn't have to be a stressful undertaking. Wedding expert Lori Lewis will help you rethink and reprioritize what a successful event can be. This is your opportunity to hear from some of the top industry professionals, listen in on candid conversations, and learn the cost-cutting, stress-free ways that others have used to plan and experience the most memorable time in their lives. If you're ready, listen in and take notes to ensure your vision comes to fruition and know you're in the right place at the right time. Here's your host, coordinator, visionary, and flavored water drinker, Lori Lewis.
Hello, everyone. It's Lori Lewis, the director, with another episode of The Director's Take. I've got a treat for you today. Usually I'm talking all things wedding planning, but today I actually have someone that's coming on who's actually going to talk about what happens after the wedding is all over and all of the newness has worn off. And so every now and then I like to do episodes that are talking about being a newlywed and getting into, I guess, a comfortable space being a wife. And so I came across, I'm going to say, this young lady's podcast, which is called The Hitch Bitch. And so don't be too disturbed by the word bitch, because I have never heard anyone to enunciate the word bitch in such a beautiful way until I heard Casey's podcast the other day. I listened to episode one. So welcome to the podcast, Casey. And just to give my listeners a little preview of what we're actually going to be talking about, I'm going to actually read something I got off one of your posts on Instagram. And it basically says this, or literally says this: being engaged to hashtag bae is exciting for many women. You either got the ring or you have close girlfriends or family members that will be soon, hashtag soon to be Mrs. What advice would you give them as they prepare to be a badass boss wife? New brides need to hear some real bitchy advice. I know when I was engaged, I got tired of the same old advice. Let's give brides to be something fresh. So I'm excited, Casey, to have you on to talk about that topic. Again, I listened to your podcast the other day and I was just, it just made me even more excited for our conversation today. So first of all, welcome and thank you for being on the Director's Take podcast.
Hey girl. Hey Lori. I'm so happy and excited to be here. Thank you for having me as a guest.
Yes. Would you just give listeners a little, obviously you can't repeat your whole episode one, but just a little background onto how you got started and why you call your podcast The Hitch Bitch. I can't say it like you.
I can't say it like you.
No, definitely. So first and foremost, so what I would say is I've been married for 7 years. I've been with my husband for a total of 11. We dated a few years prior to tying the knot. And what really inspired me to launch the Hitched Bitch brand was really because I wanted to focus on helping women that were in a similar space like I was when I had gotten engaged. And I'll say this, you know, so many women, you know, were looking forward to finding that lifelong partner and were excited about the idea of marriage. And that's one of the things that I was really, really looking forward to. And so I met this amazing man, I got the ring, and, you know, was looking forward to spending the rest of my life with him. And then literally within a matter of days, I went from being on cloud nine to just feeling horrible, thinking, am I making the right decision? You know, am I ready to get married? You know, it's different being single. Now I'm a fiance. I'm going to be a bride. I was afraid, you know, thinking I'm going to lose myself being an independent Black woman. How am I going to, you know, keep, you know, my goals, my ambitions? I had a lot of fears and concerns and issues. And because of that, I would say it definitely put a lot of struggle and stress on myself because it was something that I was dealing with by myself. I didn't really feel comfortable going to girlfriends or family members because I was afraid I was going to get two responses. I was afraid that people were going to say, oh no, this is a sign. If you're feeling this way, don't get married. And then I felt that I was going to encounter women that were going to say, ignore those feelings. Just go ahead. You know, you're 30, you found a man, go ahead, get married, and just kind of push through it. And so that's just a little bit of my background. And so given, you know, my personal experience, I said, you know, I don't want other women to have to go through what I'm going through. And ironically, over the past decade, I've been working in organizational change management. So my background has really been focused on helping organizations, employees at different companies, both public and private sector, really make a transition from some sort of current state to future state. So really helping employees embrace new cultures, new technologies, new processes and procedures. And what I found was that everything I was doing at work also directly correlated to the transition that myself and brides or women that are recently engaged, what they're going through with that transition. So because of that, I said, I want to develop some sort of process or some sort of model that can help women go from being single to being engaged to being those happy, healthy wives. And so that's kind of what spawned the whole Hitch Ditch brand. In terms of the actual title, Hitched comes from the fact that I'm hitched, I'm married. Mm-hmm. And Ditch actually comes from an internal place of empowerment. And like you said, a lot of women might cringe at the sound. They don't want to be associated with the bitch term, but I'm not using it in the literal sense, but in the figurative sense. From that place where we as women just have to really take control of our own destinies. We have to really find how we want to map out our vision of success and also own everything, all of our baggage, all of our issues, and really say, you know, this is who I am. This is what I'm working on. And really feeling comfortable with embracing that and working on that with yourself. And then also finding a partner that's willing to work with you as well. So that you can guys can be a unified front and be stronger together by being more open, more vulnerable, and just willing to embrace change because, you know, that's what I feel I have found over these past 7 years of marriage is that, you know, when I first met my husband dating, I wasn't the same I'm not that same person 11 years ago, and I'm definitely not the same woman that he married seven years ago in a couple of months. But given all of that, I wanted to really, you know, have the conversation, have it be, you know, something that women feel comfortable with, that they don't feel that they, you know, are being in a place of being judged, and they're really getting honest feedback from someone like myself and other experts in the field. So yeah, so I did a lot of talking. I hope that kind of gives you some background.
No, that's wonderful. Like I said, I know it because I listened to your podcast. So this would be the first for my listeners. So that was great. Thank you for sharing. So in relation to, you know, the Director's Take podcast, for those who are listening who are in the throes of wedding planning, what advice would you give them? You know, if they're in wedding planning and, you know, they're thinking about the exact thing you're thinking of, or they may not be, what advice would you give them?
Oh boy. I would give them advice to just tell them to just take a step back. I think that I love a great wedding. You know, I think weddings are amazing, but I do think that a lot of times women can get really, and I won't just say women, their husbands or husbands-to-be can also get really caught up in the planning, and so can family. But really just taking a step back to address any feelings, concerns that they may be having. You know, as one of the things that I have observed with a lot of the women that I've interviewed for my book that's coming out within the next couple of months is that, you know, women have a wide variety of feelings. Like I said, fear of losing oneself is certainly a big one. There could be some challenges with communications. It could just kind of be women kind of feeling depressed with kind of feeling, you know, I'm kind of leaving single girl life behind, but I'm going towards being a wife. How do I do all this? How do I play this role? So saying all this to say, I'd recommend that they take time to really focus on those feelings. Don't push through, you know, all the wedding cake tastings that you're going to have, planning the bachelorette parties, even though those are going to be beautiful memories. Really focus on how you can build a solid foundation for yourself first, as well as with your partner, and then are really focusing on what you guys need to do together to build that happy, healthy marriage.
Wow, that's powerful. That is so powerful. I love it. I love it. So how has the movement been going? I know you said it's a couple months before your book comes out. And so you've been interviewing. You're interviewing everyone, I assume, single, engaged, married, individuals. Yeah. I know you don't want to give away too much of the book. I'm just, you know, because for those that don't know, I didn't say this in the intro, but you're in the DMV area. So
I am.
So yes. I know through social media, you're slowly getting the word out. And of course, you know, I'm going to spread the word as well, because I think it's rich information and information we don't think about, because we as women, and I'm including myself, we get so caught up in, especially with all these pictures and stories on Instagram, you get so caught up with wedding planning and the dream and the vision and the flowers and the drapery and the music, and it's a lot. And so, like I said, when I saw your post, I was just like, I've got to get her on the podcast to just at least put it out there. I know my pastor came on a earlier episode, and he talked about the importance of communication, even as a couple, before, during, and after marriage. So he talked about that. And I was like, you know, Casey needs to come on here and really start this movement of even thinking about those items you just mentioned, as far as losing oneself, identity, you know, transitioning from being a bride, or excuse me, from being a girlfriend to the fiance, and from a fiance to a wife, and, you know, eventually mother if you plan to have kids too. That's a whole nother element, right?
Oh, it definitely is.
Yeah.
You know, I will say, over the past couple of years, I've interviewed hundreds of women just across the country. Mm-hmm. Some of them, what's been interesting about this journey is that, you know, all of the women that I set out to interview were either recently engaged or they were newlyweds. And what I found through everyone's journey is, you know, some women are in happy, healthy relationships. A couple of them are actually going through divorce right now, and some of them weren't able to make it down the aisle. And I can't help but think that it's because those women that maybe have not had the opportunity to have those successful relationships, I can't help but think that there was some sort of breakdown in them not being able to kind of address what was going on with themselves personally, as well as with their partners. And so because of that, it either ended in no wedding, or they got married, but now they're getting divorced after a few years.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So, okay. Yeah. Well, let's talk about like your wedding planning experience, if you don't mind. You're on seven is my favorite number. So it's just ironic that you're on your seventh year. But what was your wedding planning experience, and what are some things that you reflect on, good, bad, and different things you might have changed or done differently?
Oh boy. You know, I think I have, I always say, like, I feel like I have like a Tyler Perry type of wedding.
Okay.
In terms of, like, you know, it was very happy, very sad, very emotional. But I mean, looking back on it, my husband and I, we did a destination wedding.
Okay.
And down in Punta Cana.
Mm-hmm.
And for myself, looking back on it, I wouldn't change the fact that we had a destination wedding at all. Because for us, economically speaking, it made all the sense in the world. We didn't have, you know, $50,000 to spend on some lavish wedding here in the DC metro area. But we still want it to be surrounded by friends and family. So I definitely would not take away that wedding experience economically. It was great for everyone. I would say on the friends and family side of the house, and I actually write about this in the book, I would have been more mindful of letting people project their feelings and thoughts on my planning. And I know that's really hard a lot of times for brides because we want to be very open and take everyone's opinion. But I know in my own experience, I had certainly some frenemies that, you know, I'm no longer associated with that, you know, were not necessarily supportive of the wedding planning efforts or the wedding itself. And I also had some family members that were the same way, that didn't end up showing up to the wedding. So that caused a big strain. But it did show me, you know, who are those people that are definitely going to be there, you know, for you and your partner. And those people are my ride or dies right now, you know, all through, you know, our 7 years of marriage.
Wow. Okay. What made you guys choose a destination wedding? If it was, did you say it was because of cost?
It was well, I always wanted to have a beach wedding.
Okay.
I just had envisioned that. I was like, I've got to be on a beach. And I could have done certainly like Florida or South Carolina or something of the such. But yeah, we were looking at places down in the Caribbean and down in Mexico. And my husband actually had a close friend who had gotten married down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm at the hotel that we got married at in Dominican Republic. And I said, hey, this is going to work. It's within our budget. And, you know, went for it. So, and I, like I said, I don't regret that at all. And, you know, would recommend that to brides that are certainly conscious of spending if that's something they want to do.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. So at what point, you may have touched on this. So, you planned your wedding, had the wedding. At what point did you start feeling now this feeling that's you're transitioning and you were in, I don't know if it was the fear or there was a little bit of depression where you were losing the identity and now going from girlfriend, fiance, bride to wife. How soon from the wedding, you know, you were out of the country, obviously, did it start immediately before you got back? Was it that whole after the honeymoon? Was it a few months into the marriage? How did that all transition? Or when did you become conscious of that transition? Sorry.
No, you're fine. I totally know what you're saying. You know what? I would say that it for myself, it's always been, it didn't matter what stage I was at from the time I got the ring to being married to being a newlywed, there was always something that I was kind of working through. And I mean, in terms of my feelings of fear and just like losing myself, I'd probably say 48 hours after I got the ring.
Wow. Okay. Engagement.
Yeah, like I was,
okay.
Yeah, being engaged.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I was like, yes, you know, my husband did this great proposal in DC for me and you know, I was thrilled, called all the family, drove into work a couple of days later, looked at the ring and I felt nauseous. And I was like, ugh, why am I feeling this way? And then I started, you know, thinking of, oh my gosh, I'm going to be a wife. I don't know how to be a wife. Am I ready to be a wife? Maybe I want to still be single. You know, all those things, you know, thinking, is my fiance going to change and hold me back as a woman? You know, I don't want to have kids within the next year. So anything you can think of, was going through my head within that first 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And for myself, one of the things, like I said, I tried to kind of work through all my fears, issues, and concerns. And I think part of why I had a lot of anxiety and those concerns was I was raised by a single mother.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, given that, you know, thinking about Black women, because again, the book is geared, I might not have said this, but the book is geared towards Black women. I have diverse interviews of women of all types of races, but the book is specifically geared towards us.
Okay.
And so for myself, I think a lot of my struggle was, I don't want to be like my mom. I mm-hmm. don't want to get married, then end up being in a not so great relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. and then have to be raising three kids and, you know, have to deal with that journey.
Mm-hmm.
Like, was I ready for that? And so the way I worked on it was just doing a lot of self-reflection. I did a ton of journaling. And then I also sought counseling from a therapist. And one of the great pieces of advice that my therapist gave me, and also something that I share in my book, is that, you know, you want to make sure you're surrounding yourself with positive people, like marriage coaches, or marriage mentors. And those can be people that, you know, have positive, healthy relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And just building relationships with them, to kind of see what they're doing and going to them to kind of get guidance, instead of people that may not necessarily have those healthy relationships, or we'll just say friends or acquaintances that may not necessarily know what you're going through. So,
right.
So those were a few of the things that I did, that I share in the book.
Oh my gosh. I'm sitting here like, I'm so like into what you're saying. Like, this is going to help so many individual, seriously. These are things that I, like I said, you know, I work with a lot of brides and, you know, the focus is on that wedding. And these are just things that I know they may not be thinking of. And so that was going to, you kind of answer my next question was, what were some of the resources you used to get through it? But you said it, you said, you did a lot of self-reflecting, you journaled, you got a counselor. There's a meme that's going around about, you know, surrounding yourself with positive people. And that's so true. There's another meme that goes around that says, surround yourself with people who are going to uplift you as well. Not only positive, but those who are going to uplift you. So I guess that would be advice to give those who are listening, right? Yeah. As well. So, yeah.
Yes. And there's actually two other things, too, that just kind of popped in my head. One was me also learning to be upfront with my husband or fiance at the time. I think that, you know, part of me being a Black woman, I kind of felt like I need to kind of put on this strong, independent front.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've got all my stuff together. I don't want him to know that I'm going through all this. And that's one of the things that I learned mm-hmm. Through my journey to be, like I said, going from single to fiance to bride, was to let him know, this is what I'm dealing with. This is what I'm having challenges with. Because then if I was acting a certain kind of way, he would know this might be because mm-hmm. of A, B, and C. So it helped prepare him to also be a better, I won't say better, but it also prepared him as a fiance and a husband in terms of what he might have to do to help me along. So that's one. And then the other thing, I just wanted to quickly highlight is just, you know, I think that the challenge with women, especially us as Black women, is that, you know, a lot of times when we get married, we're engaged, we just get so excited and so happy because we know that, you know, it can be a long road, you know, before we can find Mr. Right
mm-hmm.
compared to women of other races. And so I think a lot of times we're willing to kind of set problems or issues or concerns that we kind of see to the side,
mm-hmm.
because we're just like, whew, we got the ring, let's get married. We're not going to be a single statistic. Like, let's just kind of push through it, you know, and then deal with it on the back end. So that's also something that I've seen through some of the interviews and some of the women that I've encountered. And so I would certainly caution against that as well.
Absolutely. I love it. And that whole thing about communication, being upfront with your significant other, that's communicating, not just clamoring up when there's an issue. So, yep. So I'm looking back at that Instagram post I read at the beginning of this episode, and one of the questions was, what advice would you give them as they prepare to be a badass boss wife? And I'm looking at it now, and I know one person commented, when problems come, try to remember that it's you and him against the problem. Stay on the same team. Did you get any other responses that I may not have access to, but were there any other responses to that post? That was a great question, because like you said, you get the same old advice, be friends, pray together, which are great. And there's nothing wrong with that. But today's brides and couples, they need some hardcore advice. So.
Yeah. My apologies. I'd have to probably go back and
scan
through it. Because there was a lot of conversation that did go on with it. One thing I will say, I know that came out of that post, was a couple of the ladies had mentioned their fear of losing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though it was something about advice, it mm-hmm. was more of them, what can you say for those of us that want to preserve who we are and not live in the shadows?
Yes.
Of our significant others. So I know that that's kind of a lot of the engagement that I had on that post.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
But, you know, and it was interesting because that's not, you never know what direction Instagram or Facebook is kind of going to take you.
So true.
But, you know, I would say that was my biggest fear was, you know, even though I had met an amazing man, I was still afraid he was going to, once we walked down that aisle, I thought he was just going to like take the hat off and put the bad guy hat on and be like, okay, you know, now you got to go out to the barn and churn butter type of thing. You know, you can't like have your ambitions.
Right.
You know, you can't do this.
Well, I know. I know. I was going to say, I know what the piece of advice I just think of immediately. I was a wife. I'm divorced, single mom, raised two kids. But I know one thing I would definitely give is, you know, the importance of self-care, you know, because I know as a Black woman, we always want to rush in and help everyone but ourselves.
Yeah.
And so it's important to just, even if it's a couple hours, you know, one day a week, you've got to schedule, you know, that time blocking element and schedule some self-care for yourselves. At least they say 3 to 5 times a week, but I'm like, even if I can just get in 1 to 2 days, I'm good. Mm-hmm. But you've got to schedule that time for self-care. So
I wholeheartedly agree with you on that. That's actually one of the chapters in the book around self-awareness and building that self-love, where I think that is where a lot of the concerns or issues or challenges that women who feel like they've lost themselves
mm-hmm.
or are going to lose themselves is because they didn't carve out that space. And
yes.
I think that's amazing, Lori, in terms of what you did or in what you still continue to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that needs to be echoed to newlyweds and to women that are engaged and even women that have been married to, you know, because it's so easy to just get into your routine, not make time for yourself, not make time for your girlfriends or for, you know, the activities that you love and that you're passionate about. And then 10 years down the road, you're like, what happened?
Right. Exactly. Well, thank you so much. I know our time has just gone by so quickly, but I'm just excited for the listeners to hear this episode. And I know everyone can reach out to you. You've got the Hitch Bitch podcast on iTunes, Google Play, et cetera, SoundCloud. You're on social media, The Hitched Bitch. I know I'm going to be tagging you. I've tagged you already. And when can we expect your book? I know you said a couple months, but do you have an exact release date?
I'm anticipating, so the ebook will be coming out relatively soon. So I'm targeting the early April timeframe.
Okay.
So, you know, I think that'll be hopefully perfect from a timing perspective, you know, with new brides and even single women that are anticipating or thinking they're going to get that question, you know, pop to them. You know, it'll just kind of give people that food for thought in terms of what they should be doing to prepare themselves.
Right. Now, and let me clarify, too, that your focus is not just on engaged individuals. It's really for singles, engaged and married. Is that right?
So what I'm doing is actually a larger book series. So the book that's actually coming out in the April timeframe, we'll just say early spring, that is geared towards women that are recently engaged and newlyweds. So that's a very pretty, you know, narrow demographic.
Okay.
However, it does speak to a lot of the exploration stage that kind of happens with women that are single.
Mm-hmm.
And it does provide them those insights and tips on things that they should be thinking about before they even decide to say, I'm going to go ahead and marry this man.
Okay.
So there's definitely something for everybody, but the first book, it's geared towards women that are engaged and newlyweds.
Love it. I know I'm going to be the first one to purchase. I'm excited. So,
all right. Yeah. And also, please, you know, I know you mentioned the people can see listen to the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud. Also, if people want to visit me on thehitchbitch.com, you know, that's my website. They're welcome to, you know, send me an email or direct message me on Instagram or Facebook.
Love it. Thank you so much, Casey. I know this won't be our last time talking, you know, so
not at all.
Let's keep in touch for sure. One day we'll get to personally meet. I know we have a mutual friend, Crystal Marie.
Yes.
So shout out to Crystal Marie.
Crystal Marie.
Yeah. So thank you again. And thank you all for listening. This is Lori Lewis, the director on the Director's Take podcast. You can reach out to me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and Pinterest now at The Director. That's DIRECTHER. And my website is www.thedirector.com. And so we thank you for listening. And we ask that you just shout us out, send us a message, comment. Any questions you need answered, just reach out to us. Thanks again. Until next time.